Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Everyday Vitality by Samantha Boardman, a Harvard and Cornell trained psychiatrist with credentials in applied positive psychology from the University of Pennsylvania. Samantha brings her unique insights from both clinical psychiatry and positive psychology to explore how we can foster resilience amidst the small but constant stresses of daily life. Everyday Vitality offers practical advice on how to cultivate a sense of vitality, a dynamic blend of power and flexibility that's essential for dealing with life's challenges. Samantha teaches us how converting stress into strength isn't just about survival, but about thriving. The book is filled with strategies focused on intentionality, finding purpose, and cultivating connections, making it a vital read for anyone wishing to enhance their quality of life and discover peace even in the busiest of times. If you find yourself constantly battling stress, seeking a meaningful improvement in your life, or simply striving to manage everyday pressures more effectively, Everyday Vitality provides the insights and tools necessary for transformation. Through this episode, gain a condensed understanding of how intentional acts and connections can lead you to a more resilient and fulfilling life. Join us as we dissect the key messages of this enlightening book and how they can be applied practically to enhance your daily experience. Everyday Vitality: How to Thrive, Survive, and Feel Alive. Introduction: How to Harness Everyday Challenges for a Stronger, Vibrant Life. Life seldom rolls out the red carpet for us. Instead, it's often a tangled weave of dreams delayed and relentless demands, from crying babies and hectic new jobs to the golden years, which, despite our expectations, aren't always so serene. Yet, the secret to thriving isn't found in waiting for the storm to pass, but in learning to dance in the rain. Imagine instead of battling against the tides of day-to-day challenges, you transform them into your pillars of strength. This transformative approach is what Everyday Vitality delves into, offering practical advice on harnessing the everyday hassles to fuel your journey towards a fulfilling life. You might think that vitality springs from moments of calm and ease, but what if the keys to energizing your life were hidden in plain sight, within the very challenges you face? This narrative uncovers how the struggles we often wish away are not just inevitable, but invaluable. From the practical benefits of team sports, which can extend your lifespan by fostering connections and resilience, to the surprising power of human touch, as simple as holding a loved one's hand to alleviate pain, the book explores tools we can all use. Moreover, it delves into how adopting the courage and persona of figures like Batman or Wonder Woman in stressful situations can not only help manage stress, but turn it into a formative force. This chapter does not just offer insights, it equips you with a new lens to view adversity. As you learn to embrace and transform your daily challenges, you're not just surviving, you're thriving, forging vitality from the very pressures that once seemed insurmountable. Part 1: Unveiling the Secret to Thriving Under Pressure. Cultivate Your Vitality. Ever have one of those weeks where everything seems to go wrong? Perhaps your dog fell ill, or a loved one got a distressing health report. It's times like these, when the couches call, to just tune out the world with endless episodes and snacks seems loudest. However, while tempting, indulging in these retreats might not be the remedy you truly need. So, what makes some people bend under the weight of such stress, while others seem to bounce back stronger? The answer lies in the cultivation of vitality. Observe the people around you. There are those who, despite life's roller coaster, maintain their composure, and those who crumble at the slightest hint of adversity. Penn State's professor David Almeida categorizes these individuals as Teflon people and Velcro people, respectively. Velcro people tend to stick to adverse situations longer than necessary, allowing them to consume and define their emotional landscape. They often resort to short-term escapes, like excessive eating or binge-watching TV, which initially seem soothing but are ineffective and ultimately detrimental to true recovery. This group might also experience more frequent physical ailments due to their heightened stress levels. Conversely, Teflon individuals exhibit a remarkable level of vitality, keeping flexible plans and staying actively engaged with life. They prioritize daily activities that enhance their sense of well-being and lend a helping hand to others even during tough times. The magic ingredient is action. Cultivating vitality comes not from wishful thinking, but through deliberate and purposeful activities. It's about doing rather than stewing. You don't need a seismic life event to start fostering this resilience. Everyday irritations like traffic, contentious interactions, or mounting bills are enough to test and build your mettle. As Muhammad Ali famously said, "It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out, it's the pebble in your shoe." In navigating these daily stresses, those who foster vitality focus on three essential elements: autonomy, competence, and relatedness. They proactively make plans, engage in uplifting activities, and connect with others, drawing strength from these interactions. Through this proactive and engaged lifestyle, they don't just manage stress, they transform it into an opportunity for growth and personal development. Part 2: Embracing the Challenge. The true path to cultivating vitality. Imagine two groups of rats, each faced with the task of acquiring a delicious Fruit Loop treat. The first group digs through their bedding to find the cereal, turning it into a sort of treasure hunt. The second group receives their treat directly, no effort required. When later faced with the treat enclosed in a clear plastic ball, the first group's persistence shone. They worked harder and longer to achieve their goal compared to their counterparts who had previously been handed their treats. This scenario from researchers at the University of Richmond presents a compelling insight into human resilience and stress management. The lesson here is not just about rats and their snacks, it's a broader metaphor about life's challenges. The idea is that stress, rather than being something to evade, can be integral to our development and vitality. The central message is: cultivating vitality doesn't mean eliminating stressors. It means operating within their framework. This concept is known as desirable difficulty. The working rats naturally adapted to their environment, embracing the challenge and, in turn, enhancing their ability to handle obstacles. This suggests that encountering the right level of challenge, not too easy, not too hard, can significantly contribute to our personal growth and resilience. Interestingly, the desire for challenge isn't confined to the animal world. Human studies reveal that we not only enjoy work more, but also derive greater satisfaction when it involves a challenge. The journey towards achieving a goal, often filled with setbacks and learning, can be as rewarding as the achievement itself. Consider the case of the 1950s General Mills cake mix. Initially designed for utmost convenience, requiring only water to be added, the product flopped. It was just too easy, stripping away the sense of accomplishment that comes from baking. When the recipe was revised to require the addition of an egg, giving a sense of contribution and effort, sales soared. This brings us to a critical point. While we might crave ease and comfort, engaging with challenges and effectively managing the stress that comes with them actually feeds our need for fulfillment and growth. Learning to strike this balance, embracing challenges without being overwhelmed by them, is crucial. As we progress, we will explore strategies to foster vitality and resilience, enabling us to thrive within the framework of life's inevitable stressors. Part 3: Choosing Vitality, an intentional act of transformation. Let's unveil a seemingly unconventional strategy for coping with challenging situations. momentarily stepping out of your own shoes. Yes, it might sound counterintuitive when the age-old advice champions authenticity. But what if being authentically you means succumbing to overwhelming anxiety during public speeches? Suddenly, the advice to stay true feels less applicable, doesn't it? Imagine for a moment that instead of being yourself, overwhelmed by nerves, you could step into the persona of someone like Aunt Sally, your confident, charismatic relative who thrives in the spotlight. By adopting her persona during a nerve-wracking presentation, you might just find yourself performing with unexpected poise and vigor. This exemplifies a powerful first step in cultivating vitality, making a deliberate choice to act and feel differently. Here's the key message. The first step in cultivating vitality is to choose it intentionally. Taking on Aunt Sally's confidence or channeling a superhero might seem like just a mental trick, but it's grounded in a profound psychological principle that our actions and attitudes are choices that can be controlled and directed towards desired outcomes. This idea extends beyond momentary challenges. Reflect on your own life story. Perhaps you've always played the role of the accommodating, nice person, always ready to help at your own expense. What if you started rewriting this narrative? What if, the next time you're asked to sacrifice your time unfairly, you decide to say no? This isn't just about decline. It's about choosing to redefine your identity in alignment with your true values. But remember, while it's beneficial to draw inspiration from others, avoid the pitfall of idealizing them. Constant comparison can be a thief of joy, detracting from the satisfaction and pride found in your own achievements. Further, cultivate a habit of recognizing and savoring the small joys and victories in your daily life. Simple moments of appreciation, like acknowledging a courteous gesture or reminiscing about positive events at the end of a day, can culminate in an uplift spiral where positivity begets more positivity. As we continue, you'll learn how involving others in your journey can enhance this transformation, enriching not just your life, but those around you as well. Part 4. Fostering connections. The key to unlocking personal vitality. Imagine climbing a steep hill. Now envision doing the same with a friend by your side, or facing a daunting public speech right after receiving a reassuring hug. Surprisingly, these scenarios are less challenging when shared. This isn't just a feeling. Research supports it, showing that our burdens feel lighter when we're not alone. One fascinating study highlighted that married individuals who held hands with their spouse during a stressful situation, like receiving a mild electric shock, reported significantly less pain than those who faced the shock alone. Moreover, those in nurturing relationships experienced the least pain, illustrating how deep, affectionate connections can act as a buffer against difficulties. Here's a profound revelation. Building and maintaining connections with others is not just beneficial, it's a potent source of vitality. In our fast-paced lives, it's tempting to withdraw into our personal spaces, cutting off from the world when stress levels rise. However, engaging with others, especially through meaningful exchanges, is crucial. Conversations that go beyond the superficial, where genuine thoughts and feelings are exchanged openly, can profoundly enhance happiness and help manage stress. In these conversations, the key is to give and take. It's not about monopolizing the dialogue, but about engaging actively, asking questions, ensuring inclusiveness, and being fully present. This means sometimes putting away the smartphone and giving someone your undivided attention. Communication is particularly vital in intimate relationships. To avoid letting the strain of a rough day spill over into family life, consider establishing a routine to decompress before engaging with your loved ones. When interacting, embrace a technique known as active constructive responding, ACR. This involves listening attentively, responding enthusiastically, and showing genuine interest in your partner's experiences. Such interactions can strengthen bonds, with something as simple as saying, "Tell me more," often being more impactful than the usual, "I love you." Moreover, it's the small, often unnoticed acts of kindness, like filling your partner's car tank or preparing their favorite meal after a tough day, that truly cement these bonds. These gestures provide a subtle yet powerful form of support, easing stress and building a reservoir of shared strength and resilience. Ultimately, the vitality we crave often flourishes through the connections we nurture. So, the next time you feel overwhelmed, reach out. Whether it's sharing a challenge or simply engaging in a heartfelt conversation, these connections are your most reliable source of strength and vitality. Part 5. Enhancing Vitality Through Self-Challenge and Continuous Learning. Consider Nobel Prize-winning scientists. Curiously, they are significantly more likely to engage in hobbies than their peers. This might seem counterintuitive given their demanding intellectual pursuits, yet it underscores a broader principle. Successful individuals often invest time in diverse, enriching activities beyond their professional endeavors. Here's a pivotal insight. Another way to build vitality is by challenging yourself. Embarking on this path requires an initial step of reevaluating your preconceptions. It's common to hear advice like, "Just be happy," but it's equally important to acknowledge and articulate feelings of sadness or disappointment. Instead of dismissing these emotions with rationalizations, such as, "It wasn't meant to be," or, "They didn't like me anyway," delve deeper. Express these feelings, identify their triggers, and accept the complexity of your emotional landscape. Next, actively seek out new and stimulating experiences that expand your knowledge and perspective. Engage in activities that challenge you and may even lead you to experience a state of flow, that deeply immersive state where you are so engrossedly involved in an activity that everything else seems to vanish. This might be during a run where you hit your stride perfectly, or while getting lost in the creative process of writing. On a practical level, fostering vitality also involves fundamental aspects of health. Prioritize getting sufficient sleep, aiming for 7 to 8 hours a night. Consider sleep as critical as any other appointment in your schedule, setting bedtime alarms and diminishing screen time beforehand to prepare your body for rest. Incorporating regular physical activity is equally vital. A simple regimen, such as walking for 30 minutes 3 times a week, can have transformative effects on your mental well-being, comparable to the benefits of stress relief medication. Even small adjustments like improving your posture can positively impact your mood. Each positive change can spark further beneficial actions, potentially setting off a chain reaction that leads to lasting habits and enhanced well-being. As you continue to challenge yourself and engage in a variety of tent activities, you not only strengthen your vitality, but may also uncover new passions and joys in the process. Part 6. The Pivotal Role of Context in Cultivating Vitality. Consider an intriguing study where participants received an electric shock under different pretenses. One group thought the shock was a mistake, another believed it was intentional but senseless, and a third group was informed that enduring the shock would contribute toward potentially winning lottery tickets. Interestingly, those in the last group reported feeling the least pain. The context, understanding that the pain had a purpose linked to a potential reward, made a significant difference in their perception and endurance. This brings us to a profound lesson. Context matters significantly when you're building vitality. In our individual-centric culture, the prevalent advice is to prioritize self-care and personal goals, often summarized by the airline safety mantra of "put your own oxygen mask on first." While self-care is undeniably important, an overemphasis on self-interest can lead to feelings of emptiness and dissatisfaction. Exploring this further, research involving acts of kindness presents illuminating findings. Participants were instructed to perform a kind act either for themselves, someone else, or for a broader societal benefit. Those who acted in the interest of others reported a sustained elevation in mood, far surpassing those who chose self-serving actions. To effectively harness this insight, it's crucial to align your decisions with what genuinely matters to you. For instance, if improving your health is your goal, merely knowing the health risks of certain foods may not be enough to change your eating habits. However, framing this goal within the context of wanting to enjoy a long, active life with loved ones can provide the motivation needed to sustain healthier choices. In a world often shadowed by grim headlines and global adversities, it is easy to spiral into negativity. To counteract this and cultivate a robust sense of vitality, strive to maintain a positive outlook. Rather than fixating on the endless stream of bad news, make a conscious effort to recognize and record uplifting moments daily. Building vitality, therefore, isn't about possessing an inherent trait. It's about developing it through thoughtful, context-aware actions. By adjusting the lens through which you view challenges, and by infusing your daily life with meaningful, positive interactions, you can foster enduring personal strength and resilience. Final summary. In a world where stress and challenges can seem like constant companions, the natural inclination might be to seek an escape or a respite. However, an alternative, perhaps more enriching approach, is to engage with these challenges creatively and constructively. The essence of building and sustaining vitality lies not in evading life's inevitable stresses, but in transforming them into opportunities for growth and empowerment. The overarching message here is clear. Life's inherent struggles don't have to be obstacles. Instead, they can be the catalysts for cultivating a resilient and vibrant life. Embracing this perspective requires intentional actions. Connect with others, embrace challenges, and continuously seek personal growth. By doing so, you establish a foundation of vitality that not only helps you manage day-to-day adversities, but also enriches your overall life experience. Cultivating vitality is fundamentally a proactive endeavor. It involves choosing to view life's difficulties through a lens of opportunity rather than one of dread, engaging deeply with others, seeking new experiences that challenge you, and maintaining a positive outlook are all pivotal in this journey. These strategies foster a spiral of positivity, enhancing your ability to thrive amid life's chaos and uncertainty. Next time you're confronted with a challenging situation, whether it's a demanding project, a difficult person, or unsettling news, remember these strategies. Leverage these challenges as practice sessions for strengthening your resilience and vitality. By consistently applying the lessons learned, you transform potential stressors into powerful tools for personal development and success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.